Seattle is changing so fast. Sometimes you just blink, and a place you used to pass by every day has been demolished and replaced with something new. We wanted to take a closer look at what we're giving up for growth and what we're getting in return. Today, KUOW's Joshua McNichols takes us to an industrial site in Ballard.
The FenPro building is going away. It's this massive warehouse that looks big enough to build an airplane in. It's right on the main street that runs through Ballard. We'll get to why this building is going away in a minute, but first I want to show you why people care about it.
Like so many other people in here, we're so independent, we really like to be our own boss. That's what this place gave me for 11 years.
Denny Jensen was part of the second wave of people who worked at the FenPro building. Before he arrived, the building had held a big manufacturing operation called FenPro. The employees made windows for skyscrapers. Seattle lost a lot of businesses like that in the 80s and 90s. FenPro eventually left too. But it wasn't a total loss, it was a trade-off. The sprawling industrial building left behind was like a blank canvas for independent workers like Denny Jensen.
We had freedom to come in here, drill holes in the floor, knock down walls, put up walls, do whatever we had to do to make this place comfy and make it work for us.
Now, the FenPro building is a maze of tiny spaces. They're full of metal workers, painters, artists. They make parts for fishing boats, for custom bagpipes, for tree houses. When Denny Jensen was remodeling his little corner of the FenPro building, he discovered an old foreman's notebook hidden in the structure of an old desk. It dates back to the 1990s, to the days of the big FenPro manufacturing operation. Jensen quotes from the notebook by memory.
I had to tell Larry and Fred to quit standing around and talking. I told Gary to go do his work. He told me to shut up. You know, things like this is, it's kind of petty, but it's funny.
Jensen says he likes all those misbehaving employees.
They were like my heroes.
He kept the notebook to remind him of what he escaped by working for himself and by finding this affordable place to set up shop.
When I'm in the shop, this dirty place here, when I'm in here and I start to work, I'm at home.
So it really bothers him that next spring, this place is going to be torn down to build a shiny new Nordic Heritage Museum, a museum dedicated to keeping cultures alive before they disappear.
The museum, I guess they want to preserve and respect things, but they're destroying this place.
For sure, we can totally relate to the situation that they're in. We're in the exact same situation with the Seattle schools.
Jan Woldseth-Colbreeze works for the museum. The existing Nordic Heritage Museum lives in an old public school a few blocks from the FenPro building. But Seattle Public Schools wants its building back by the summer of 2017, so the museum has to move. But it's not all bad. It's a trade-off. The museum is using the opportunity to reinvent itself.
If you don't change, you die.
Nordic culture came from places like Sweden, Norway, and Finland. Its people fled a beautiful landscape of fjords. Nordic culture used to be a really big deal in Ballard. The people who still care about it are more spread out now. So there's a lot at stake for the museum with this move. The museum must prove it still matters.
Just what do they say? If you don't understand the past, you have no idea of how to go into the future.
Woldseth-Colbreeze has been gazing at a trunk she keeps in her office. It's a tiny wooden trunk, big enough for some clothes and a pair of boots.
It's beautiful, and I love it.
It's the only piece of luggage her great-grandfather carried with him on his journey from Norway to North America. It brings up some important questions for her.
What is it that you want to hold on to that you know that will give you courage to start a new life?
When the museum moves, it'll focus on a universal theme told through Nordic culture, how a people are shaped by a place, and how it hurts when you have to leave that place, and how then you shape the place where you end up. That is, if you have a place to go. The museum still has to raise $6.5 million more dollars to pay for the new building at the FenPro site. The clock on the museum's current lease is ticking, and its oldest financial supporters won't be around forever.
If the building is never built, we would be a museum with no home, so we would cease to exist.
Back at the FenPro building, Denny Jensen is cutting his losses. He's looking around for a new space now.
I certainly don't want to be the last rat off the ship.
He'll be taking his tools with him. And from this building, he'll take that foreman's notebook he found, the one with all the back-talking employees, just in case he needs to remember where his journey started. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.